Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me as our guest today is Francisco Heredia. He's our council member and incumbent for District 3. Welcome, Frankie.
Thank you, Sally. It's a pleasure being here and talking about West Mesa.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't think everybody understands, you know, if you don't live in that area or work in that area, you don't necessarily see everything. There's a lot of activity. So let's get to it because we have a lot to discuss.
Sure.
Okay. How about an overview of what's happening? Because I know in the last, year and a half or so?
A year now. You know, I've been on the council a year where I took the appointment. And for me, you know, I hit the ground running and meeting with stakeholders, businesses, residents, you know, you name it. I try to be at every meeting that had more than two people. And, you know, the work that's happening in West Mesa, you know, I say, you know, for me, my work has really to enhance on the work that has already happened from my predecessors, but also look towards the now and the future and how we can create the next Mesa that I think, especially West Mesa, is filled with diversity, you know, a diversity of people, of cultures, of experiences, and just work off that and work together with people to get things done. And that's what I've been focused on.
Well, it's key. And it's in a great location in the corner there of the intersections of our freeways.
Yeah.
So very convenient.
I think, you know, West Mesa is situated, I think, at the center of the valley now.
Mm-hmm.
As we've seen the sprawl in the west side and in the east side, you know, West Mesa, the 60, the 101, the 202, it has tremendous potential. And we're leveraging that potential to, you know, bring in more jobs and bring in businesses and have people live, work, and play here. That's our goal moving forward. Yeah.
Sounds good. I know just from being in that area, there's a lot of development around the Asian community, especially a lot of Asian markets and a lot of Asian restaurants. Can you talk a little bit about that?
For sure. You know, that's one of the highlights, I think, that we need to highlight even more as a community. That corridor on Dobson from Maine up to, you know, down south to, you know, Guadalupe, you know, the Asian multicultural district that we're trying to create a more, you know, that district organically has come out in the last 10, 12 years with a lot of restaurants, a lot of businesses. And for us, I think it only behooves us to really, announce that, you know, how we can help in developing more activity there and let people know about that center, you know, things like the Mekong Plaza, the international market on Broadway. It's a happening place. If you haven't been there, I suggest that everybody go out to lunch or dinner.
There's some great eating.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it's nice that you've had those larger plazas, Mekong for one, and now there's things being built in between and kind of tying that entire area, that corridor together.
Yeah.
A lot of shopping.
Again, a lot of restaurants, a lot of activity that I think for us, we need to, we're looking at how we can you know, take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do as a city, you know, meeting with the businesses, the residents in that area. You know, we have something really to offer.
It's a special place.
For sure.
Well, and it's nice that based on the new businesses that have come in the last few years, and obviously you've got the college and Banner, you've got some big, big entities with a lot of employees. It's nice that you have those food and shopping options for them. So talking about businesses, talk about some of your businesses, because I know you've got some activity at the Mesa Tower. You've got new business like Santander and Dexcom.
Yep.
So how are they doing?
You know, West Mesa's coming up. I think, you know, as you mentioned, we got the Mesa Tower on Alma School in Southern that's having a revival. Almost over 70% of the building is full.
That's wonderful. That's huge.
That's huge news. And people don't know because people are in and out there and working and spending money around that area.
Mm-hmm.
And you have businesses like Santander or General Loan Services. in the vicinity that have added, you know, over 1,200 jobs in the last 3 years.
That's awesome.
Dexcom, the medical device company that works with diabetes patients, you know, they've added almost 900 jobs in the last 2.5 years.
That's a good story.
You know,
love hearing them come from California. For sure. They've brought a lot of people with them, and they just continue to grow.
Definitely. And you have, Crescent Crown Distributing, right, mm-hmm. that is part of that West Mesa, businesses that adds to the momentum, I think, that we have, and we need to build upon that. Identify, you know, opportunities. That's why I work with my colleague Mark Freeman on the city council to create this West Mesa Business Alliance, where we bring in stakeholders to look at West Mesa, the opportunities that we have there, businesses, developers, companies, residents, and others, to really have an impact on how we can identify infill projects, how we can leverage more jobs, how we can bring in companies to look at our areas that have, the huge available workforce available for them to come in and hire, hundreds of employees. And that only helps us that live in West Mesa have the opportunity to work here and hopefully spend their money here.
We'd like all of that. This is a good time to be in Mesa in general. Obviously, there's a lot of activity. So let's talk about your campaign.
Sure.
How's it going?
I think it's going great. Great response. Tremendous support. Of course, the Mesa Chamber supported me. And
we're proud for that endorsement.
Thank you, Sally. Yeah, thank you, Sally, and the businesses that make the Chamber.
Absolutely.
For entrusting me and having the confidence to move Mesa forward. I'm looking forward to keep on working and earning people's support. Ballots drop next week, and hopefully I get people's support in West Mesa to continue my service, who I've been blessed, and it's been a rewarding experience that I want to continue in working with people.
Well, you've done a great job from the things that we've seen, and we appreciate that you come to things and you're involved in the community. I think that's key. If there's anything else that we can do, obviously we want to be here for you and work with you. And we are excited to see all the continuing of development in West Mesa. It's a fun time.
Definitely a fun time. And we're looking forward to keep on working together, making things happen. So that's what we should focus on.
So if people want to learn more about you and your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
My website, herediaformesa.com. You can look at the information there. Follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, and get updates on where you can help me on canvassing, on phone banking, the various events that we have upcoming. But most important, if you live in West Mesa, hope I earn your support with your early ballot or on November 6th.
All right, you heard it here. Get out and vote. Vote for Mesa. Vote for Frankie Heredia. We want to see him working with us in the future and all the new things that he's going to bring in. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you to Councilmember Frankie Heredia for joining us today on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of the episodes of the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.